Blog Talk Radio.
Because I took several days off from work, I am swamped.
That's a good thing, though. You're well loved.
You know how that goes. You've been there, done that. But anyway, I'm happy to say that it was a really wonderful birthday, and I had, like, I think 172 people wish me happy birthday on Facebook. That's amazing. With all kinds of cool pictures and videos and cartoons.
Such a great thing. Social media at times can really serve you well.
Well, you can tell I play a lot on there. That's how I decompress at the end of the day. But, you know, you're like me. We have friends all over the country because of spending so much time down in Florida. You know, we have friends all over the country and stuff, so it's really nice to be able to stay in touch with everyone. I just love that about Facebook.
Oh, yeah, it's great. That's the one thing I do like about it is that, you know, people that, you know, are from other states that I've seen, known, and had the experience of having fun with, it actually keeps us in touch more than what we ever have. And so in that case, it does work really well. You get to see what they're doing and see the joys that are being brought to their life as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I wanted to say a little bit about tonight and then also talk a little bit about the blue moon coming up.
All right.
Tonight we get that nice little Leo parade going on and forming beautiful trines to the moon. I'm excited about that. And also complementing the south node at the same time. So there's like a really nice, subtle grand trine going on in fire tonight. So hopefully we'll be able to fire some people up.
Yeah. This is a great time, you know, with that energy to fire it up. One of the things you didn't mention in the advertisement for the show was that Uranus went retrograde today. So in that same fire vein. So it's going to be interesting about what shifts happen now in an instant and see certain corrections come back by people's actions.
Also Venus retrograde too.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And they both did it the same day. So how bizarre is that going to make everybody's love life?
Well, you know, it gives you a chance to revisit things, to redo things, to really, you know, put that effort and that energy back into. And I like it because the reason why I think it's funny the way it is just because Virgo is a dual sign. And here it's having this duality as Venus goes into it. So it's going, okay, now we've got the wave here going. We can really try to find out the truth about the circumstances and really look at it and what can be done to really make your love life better.
Exactly right. And I think that people can gain a lot of perspective looking backwards because it's going to be in square now for about a week with retrograde Saturn. It's going to square it again. So I think that that's important for people to retake their bearings. And like you say, consider alternatives that maybe before they hadn't considered.
Absolutely. And bringing it back to that trine that you were talking about with Mars, which it's going to be a direct hit on August 6th, but it has come into orb, and now Mars is trining Saturn. And that trine there is really giving us an easy flow to our action, to really take that second step back and really look at how we're nurturing ourselves and how we're nurturing others, because Mars is in Cancer.
Exactly right. Yes, I totally agree. Indeed. So let's tell them about the blue moon coming up.
The second moon of the month. A little bit more impact. Yes. That is the second full moon. I do that all the time. Second full moon of the month.
I like this one.
I think it's going to be enlightening and awakening. I really think that people are going to be more open to shifting their emotions in a better direction. That's what I think is going to come out of this blue moon.
Well, I always like the full moon in Aquarius. And the reason I do is because I think it lends higher mind to heart when it opposes that Leo sun. I think it allows us to use our higher self and our infinite light within and connect to that heart chakra, which is so important in spirituality, in a way that we can create that balance, my Libra friend.
I always like that balance.
Yes, indeed. And it's a pretty simple chart, actually. It's just like a statement, pretty much. There's not a lot of, I want to say, morbid details to talk about.
No, and that's the thing is that it really gives a foresight for your emotions in the future. You know, if you get to see, okay, if I do this, this is how it's going to fold out. This is how it's going to play out, and it really brings you back to that faith that a lot of people have, you know, and faith in humanity especially, because, you know, Aquarius is such a group sign, and you're bringing the moon, such a nurturing, tender little soul, to the universe, to the world, to everything out there. You know, so here again, I like that aspect.
Me too. Now, both of the benefics, both Jupiter and Venus, are going to be in square to that retrograde Saturn on the full moon. And the way I look at that, too, is I think I've been encouraging people, because I've been seeing this coming, you know, and to really have an attitude of gratitude, to treasure even their distant memories, because Saturn's cycle is about 29 years, so to treasure their memories as well as maybe looking at what patterns they need to change. It's kind of like a mixed bag, if you will, in my eyes. What do you think?
Oh, I agree, the mixed bag situation, because it's a bittersweetness is what I call it. Okay.
Yes.
It's things that we must do and must shift to move on from the heartaches and the pains that we've had in our life. Because nobody is without challenge. That is not what this earth is about. Without challenge, you can't have success. And so here again, let go of some of those heartaches and those sorrows from the past to really move through it to where you can gain the knowledge and utilize it to make your lifestyle better in the future by letting it go.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, we have a lot of callers on here. I think our queue is just about full, so I suppose you better take some callers here.
Oh, how about we do that?
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may I help you?
Hi, Jacqueline. This is Alfina.
Oh, hi, Alfina. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, that's good. So you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, actually. I've been getting, like, a lot of mixed signals from the person with the June 21st birthday, and I'm just wondering, like, what are his intentions?
What's his birth date again? 6/21?
1983.
And do you remember what time he was born?
2:33.
A.M. or P.M.?
I think it was A.M.
A in the city?
Claremore, Oklahoma.
Claremore. Okay. Did we have a name on him or no?
Yes, you guys did. Dale, I think it was actually 1984, actually, not 83. Sorry.
Okay. Let's take a look at this.
How long have you been seeing him?
He was actually an ex-fiance, but we were together close to 3 years.
So this is a return visit. Okay, get it.
Okay. I had a feeling it was going to be a return.
Well, I'm not necessarily sure if he returned or not, but it's just kind of like lately his text messages have been kind of weird, and I'm like, okay, what are you trying to say? So.
This is an interesting combination between the two of you. I have to say that, you know, here again, we have what I would say opposites attract, okay? Because here again, you have this duality to this relationship. Do you want this relationship?
Well, yes, of course I do, but I'm just, you know, I'm not going to push anything. It's all up to him. So I'm just wondering, what are his intentions? Like, why is he kind of then giving me, like, mixed signals?
Well, there's more than one thing going on here. Let me pull
okay.
the tri-wheel here for a second. This is a tricky time, to be sure. There's a lot of, as Jack put, there's a lot of oppositions in the chart. And the two of you have a very, very strong Scorpionic connection, okay, which tends to go very, very deep, okay? The planets
are
in Leo now. Yeah, you have Mars and Pluto there. He's got Saturn and Mars and Pluto on the cusp there. And the planets that are in Leo right now, they rule the heart, and they square Scorpio. And so because of that, there is sometimes a pulling back and an inability to express intimacy openly. It's kind of like a reconnoitering within, is what I want to say. Also with Mars in Cancer, too, for these last few weeks, Mars in Cancer is in its fall, okay? And it does often prevent people from really being out straight with their emotional energies. Sometimes they don't handle their anger very well. If they have insecurities, they're afraid to show that because people will see them as weak or inappropriate. So it's been kind of a little strange cycle the way it's basically hitting both of you in different ways. But Pluto is sitting on your Venus right now, so you want to be empowered by retrieving this relationship, and that I'm very sure of. Now, Pluto is retrograde now, and it's going to retrograde back closer to his Jupiter. So I wouldn't necessarily throw in the towel. But I would, like you said, let him make some of the choices. I think it might be better for you to kind of hang back a little bit, and that's what you've been doing. So I think your psychic instincts here are good. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, you know,
okay,
it's interesting. I'm sorry, Athena?
So it's like he's not... he's not sure or something, or I'm, because like this is what happened. Like he texted me, he's like, oh, I missed you and whatever. So I didn't reply to him right away. I replied to him until the next morning, and I told, he said he wanted to talk about some stuff. So I was like, okay. The next day he calls and he told me, I was like, so why, what was that whole thing that you saying that you missed me and, you know, what is it that you want to talk about? And he kind of just was like, oh, I had a dream about you. And I was like, that's it. You know, it's just so, I don't know, confusing.
Well, and here again, I went a different way with this at this point in time to see how the two of your mechanics are working together. What I did is I pulled up a composite chart between the two of you because of the intricacies. We're talking about a relationship that is very complex, okay, which your little Scorpio moon likes that complexity. So, of course, you're sucked into this thing, okay? And I, you know,
I thought I had a Cancer moon.
Have you as a Scorpio moon? Let me go back and look at that. No, I have you as 27. December 18, 1987. 9:04 a.m. Tuba City.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got that. I just put the 18. I'm sorry. Ways.
It happens in groups of one or more. Technology.
For once in a while. I have to go back and double check that. There you go. You do have a Cancer moon. Okay. Let me go look at this again. Certain things are still intact. But, such as, I will say this, you two come in your composite as a Virgo sun, okay, and you have a Mercury and Virgo together. Oh, okay, it makes a little bit of a difference here, but it still keeps certain things intact that I was going to talk about, because when the two of you are brought together in the purest form possible, okay? Even though Virgo is a dual sign, the two of you created together this duality. Both of you two as natal suns are both have that dual sign. So now you've added three dual signs into the situation, okay? And so there's a duality or complexity with this relationship that two of you have to go in and out of each other to maintain your own independence, okay? It has Jupiter in your 11th house of friendships in Capricorn. So one thing I can tell you about this relationship is that it has a firm, strong friendship and a foundational friendship that is to both of your benefit. Okay? It puts a Mars in Libra in your 8th house, which means the two of you definitely have that joining of that compatibility, and puts Venus and Pisces into your 1st house. Okay, so you two have a psychic connection. One thing I will tell you about this is that the two of you are very strongly attached. At the very least, you can help each other to grow and heal and have a good friendship, at the very least of this relationship. The two of you, as long as you understand each other, can really work well together. He does miss you. He is going to think about you. He is going to dream about you, just as you miss him, and you're going to dream about him and think about him. That's part of this process.
No, I mean, like, that's the thing, though. Like, I was okay. I was moving on. Yeah, you know, I texted him every morning, but just like I do as everybody else on my phone, you know, I text them morning messages. But as of last week, he kind of started texting me himself a lot, telling me about his day and stuff. And I was like, okay, like, what do you want? You know, like, are you trying to get back with me, or are you just, I don't know.
And the point being is that he doesn't know what he wants at this point in time. That's a yes and no to that. If you asked him, it would be a yes or no. There's no definitive yes and no definitive no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have to remember, we were talking earlier in the show, Althina, about the retrograde planets. When planets are retrograde, it puts people in a space where they have to reconsider. The energy for a dynamic position is pretty much put on hold until more information becomes available. Now, I really like the compatibility of this relationship for a number of reasons. And I think it can come around again, and I think it could be a mammoth success, okay? And I think that he's trying to increase the dialogue at this time, because right now Mercury is in Leo, okay? It was retrograded, and now it's in Leo, and so there's, like, a desire to share warm conversation with someone that you know is loyal and really cares about you. And so you text him all the time, so now his mind is turning towards that. All the conversations you've had, how kind and warm you've been, how affectionate you were in the relationship before. So all of these things are kind of returning. So I would not push it off or be too skeptical. I just try to point counterpoint. I'd like to see you respond rather than react emotionally. And when Jacqueline brought some attention to your composite chart, in your composite chart, the vertex, Mercury, and the Sun are all in Virgo. Now, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is about to enter Virgo, okay, on the 8th of August for a full year. It's only there every 12 years. If you can concentrate on, I want to say, having conversation that goes somewhere, which is why you were a little frustrated because it didn't, but to make a point, to respond to the other person, to ask them that additional question, okay, and he says, oh, I had a dream about you. You say, really? Can you tell me what was the dream about? And how did you feel in the dream? Did you see colors? Did you smell anything in the dream? I would have quizzed him closely on the matter.
Well, I did ask him. I said, what was the dream about? And he's like, oh, I can't talk about it. He's like, I'm too embarrassed. And I just dropped the subject. I'm like, okay, I guess, you know, that's cool.
And again, you went directly to the root and the point. Look at the questions that Aphrodite suggested. Oh, was there any great smell in it? Did you have... Bring it back to the sentimentality, that Cancer moon of yours. Bring it back to, you know, thinking about, you know, those scents and those feelings and those little... Did it have this little incident in it, like what we did back when? You know, that type of thing. You know, bring it more like that. Don't go, what was it about? Because he's not going to approach it in that direct of an approach. But if you ask a specific question about did this occur, did that occur, you'll find a little bit different of an effect. And I think that's where you may get some of your confirmation with it. But again, here, I agree with Aphrodite about the retrograde planets, that he's revisiting this and does not know where it's going to land until he gets more information.
Okay, and like August 8th, it should be, like, when will he have clarity on whether he wants to
do this again?
You're going to
feel a shift right around the 12th, okay?
Of August?
Jupiter's the largest planet, yep. And so you're going to feel a shift. It takes a few days to kind of, like, feel it. So, again, like I said, I'd ask more questions. I'd be more involved in the conversation or share something. Like, the last time I dreamt about you, this is what I saw. You know what I'm saying? In other words, to get into more of an inner dialogue with him would be a great idea. But we've been on the phone so long with you, honey. We got to go on our next caller, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. God bless
you. Good luck.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Bye.
She's fun.
She is.
Excuse me. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 719. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I was just wondering if I could get, like, an astrology report to see about love life.
What's your name?
Juliet.
And what's your birthday?
June 2nd, 1978.
And do you know what time you were born?
9 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Pueblo.
Colorado?
Yes.
What city?
Pueblo.
Pueblo. Okay, got it. Now, where do you live now?
In Pueblo.
Oh, a native.
Yeah.
And you're looking to see about... somebody that you're involved with?
No, I'm not involved with anybody right now.
Oh, okay. You're looking into your love life to see when you will.
Yes.
All righty then. What are you doing socially?
I don't go out to the bars or anything, so if it's anything, it's just like to like graduation parties, birthdays, little functions around town, stuff like that.
You're going to benefit from getting involved with some kind of club, group, or organization. I don't know if you like to do things like bicycling or hiking or whitewater rafting or whatever, it seems to me that you need to get involved in a joint kind of activity to open up your social life. Your social life's kind of shut down.
Yeah.
So I think that if you got involved with a group that shared some of your interests, I'm going to say because it's summer, if the out of doors is good because you don't feel trapped. Your interactions with a group of people can be pretty open, especially if you're sharing an activity.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm seeing here, that you've got to set yourself free to meet eligible persons that are having fun. And that's the best way to do it, is what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, and I agree. Because, first of all, I think you've shut yourself down, and Mars is going to be transiting into your first house here within the next week, 10 days. And so it's the ideal time for you to get out there. I know it forces you out there. I agree with Aphrodite. It may not be some kind of sportive, you know, you're a creative individual. You like beautiful things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And here again, it might be, and with the Mercury in Taurus, you're pretty, you know, you're pretty conservative as far as communication is concerned. So this might be art shows or things like this too. You know, that is something creative to get involved with, and I think that's really the best thing you could do at this point in time. Because when Mars goes into your first house and starts transiting into your first house, and it'll be there for a little bit, it gives you the opportunity and opens the door to really start that romance, to really start looking at your love life in a different perspective and be open to what's going to be coming at you, because your first house means it's going to be coming at you. As long as you're putting yourself out there, they will come to you. So you don't have to worry about putting yourself out there with that communication. Again, even though you're a Gemini, you have a Mercury in Taurus. And so here again, you know, you can be that conservativeness with your words and stand back a little bit like you like to do, as long as you put yourself out there, is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
So
it's
make that number.
Right now, I can't stand the heat, so I don't like to go out, like, really during when it's, like, the hottest. So I kind of, like, wait until it gets dark.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, art shows and things like this, something that,
inside.
Yeah, that could be inside, that could work with that. Something that is beautiful, to go look at beautiful things, whether it be jewelry or artwork or whatever. Go around that pretty stuff, and I think you'll find it.
Okay.
It's almost like you need to find a tribe. You need to find people that have similar interests to your own. Okay?
Okay.
And, and one of the other things is that you have both your Mars and your Saturn in Leo. So if Mars moves through Leo, you could actually meet a long-term relationship in this cycle of 7 weeks. Okay?
Okay.
So that's why I want you to step up the motion here and get out a little bit. And there's an old saying in astrology that you date your Mars and you marry your Saturn. Yours are combust. You're both in Leo, okay?
Okay.
So the chance of you ending up with a Leo or a Leo rising or Leo moon is like phenomenal, okay?
It's going to happen like probably around this time then, since this is like Leo in August.
Yes.
Well, Mars is going through Leo, and so yes, it will. So, and you're going to hit your Mars return. So this is really, again, the next 7 weeks, I agree with Aphrodite, are crucial. Push yourself to get out.
But I am going to get my behind outside.
Good. Do that. Do that. Pick a cool day. Go out there and have some fun, okay?
Yes.
Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Okay, bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
What a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Ready? I know. I love all that Leo energy in the second house with that Taurus moon. Love it. Love it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, are we ready for the next one?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. Area code 631, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing today?
All right.
How are you?
Good. My name is Don, and my birthday is September 11th, 1968. And 3:51 in the afternoon, p.m. I was born in St. Albans, Queens.
New York?
Yep.
And do you still live there?
No. I live in New York, but on Long Island now.
Ah, Long Islander now, are you? All right, then.
Yeah. And my question is I'm looking actually to move to Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been interviewing down there. I'm hoping to hear something back within the next week or so. Actually, I have two different companies I've been interviewing with, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to hear back positive from one or both or none.
Okay.
What type of job are they?
Financial services.
What a beautiful chart. This is the perfect time for you to be making this change. Oh, my goodness. Ah, with both Venus and Jupiter moving through Virgo in your eighth house of working with other people's money, oh, my goodness. Wow.
That's what I was looking at.
Oh, wow.
Well, I do compliance. I don't invest people's money. I work in compliance. I make sure everybody's doing the right thing.
Well, yeah, the Virgo energy is very, very conscientious. You know, you've got four major planets in that sector. So this is ideal for you because Jupiter is the gift bringer of the zodiac, and it only moves through Virgo every 12 years, Dawn. So this is a very good time for you to be trying to go through this transition. Now, because Venus is retrograde in that house right now, there can be some minor delays as far as making the transition from where you are to where you're going. But with both of the benefits moving through this, you might get more than one offer, okay?
Okay.
So know that. Don't rush, tumble, and run the first thing that comes up. If you've got somebody else that's really considering you, you're better off to stall a little bit in this cycle. I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the show, but we have two full moons this month, and the blue moon is on the 31st. So my feeling is sometimes that gives us two opportunities in one month to make a very strong decision for completion and security.
Okay.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
Oh, I see it as well. You know, again here, I agree. I think there's more than one opportunity in this whole situation. And it's a perfect time with Mars transiting through your sixth house to make this transition. But I'm looking at the inconjunct from Uranus, which just went retrograde today, okay, to your wonderful Virgonian planets up there that you have, okay? This is so to your benefit. Patience is a virtue, okay? Is what I'm going to tell you is because here again, I think that this is the perfect timing for this to occur, whether it be one of these two or another. I see three different opportunities, not just one, but three different opportunities. So there may be another one out there, just to let you know, that you may be missing. And so here again, patience, because that Uranus is in conjunction with your Saturn. Your Saturn was retrograde when you're born. So this is a time when you have two retrograde planets that it really works to your benefit. You work better under the retrograde than you do under when it's direct. So have patience with it, and it'll suddenly change. I promise you that, for your benefit.
Do you think like 2 to 3 weeks or longer?
I want to say within 30 days because of the way the planets are moving. You're going to be going through your Mars return in early September, and also Venus is going to be direct now in Virgo, and Jupiter is going to have entered there already. It's like everything is lining up to put you in a job that you're really going to love, and it's not going to be boring. It's going to be very interesting because boredom is your worst enemy with this chart.
Very good. Well, thank you very much.
And I can see you making the move very successfully, too, because Uranus is in your third house of changing your location, your neighborhood. And chances are you could end up with a wonderful opportunity as far as where you could be living. And because it's retrograde, whatever place you choose is going to remind you of a place you once lived at. In other words, when you go there, you start looking for a place to live, you're going to feel a sense of, wow, deja vu. It feels like I've lived here before, it has some similarities, but it's going to have things that you really like that you identify with, and that's going to be your marker.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Glad you called in, but I keep us posted. Okay.
Well, there.
What an intense start with all that Virgo. He should be a numerologist.
Oh, yeah. Good with numbers,
awesome.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 860, you're on the air.
Hi.
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 This is Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Me.
You're April 19th?
What's that?
Your birthday's April 19th?
No, 10/29. Do you want the year?
Yes, please.
58. Born 6:05 p.m.
Okay. And where?
Manchester.
New Hampshire?
Connecticut.
Ah. Do you know how many Manchesters there are? There's like a gazillion of them.
Even out of the country.
Do you still live there?
Yes. No, East Hartford. But it's close to Manchester.
Yep, close but no cigar. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to go over this because you did it quickly for me. 10/25/68.
No, 10/29/29.
68. 6:05 p.m.
58.
Boy, I'm really off today. 58.
Now you got me confused. Is it 58 or 68?
58.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 6:05 p.m.?
6:05 p.m.
And that was Manchester, Maryland.
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Manchester, Connecticut.
Are you
okay.
in the healthcare profession, Susan?
No.
Are you having a lot of problems with your health right now?
A little bit.
Yeah. Because you have a tremendous amount of stress in your chart pointing to your sixth house of work, service, and health. You can be having problems with the job and with your health, and a lot of it can be very stress-related. Is that about right?
No, my job is good. Everything's good with
okay.
my job.
So it's health issues that you're dealing with, okay, for right now that you needed to take care of. Because the plants that are moving through here move pretty quickly, I don't think it's going to be that persistent, but I think it can go a little bit more acute than it even is right now. Okay, so you want to take very, very good care of your health. I mean, your plants, you are so psychic with all the Scorpio. It's just spectacular how much Scorpio you have in your chart. Have you done psychic or healing work?
No, I just, I've even stepped away from meditating because things were really starting to happen, and I just needed a breather. Because I started going like through these wormholes and while I wanted it to happen, things to happen, then when they started happening, I was like, whoa. So.
You had to throw on the brakes a bit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's like I like it, but what is it?
Now, do you have a special question for us tonight that you want us to focus on for you?
Maybe around finances.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's what most of my stress is.
Ah, the plot thickens. Okay.
Yeah, that's where it all lies.
Money work for you. Okay.
I mean.
Now, do you have investments?
No. I have retirements, but not investments.
Okay. Have you thought about creating some kind of passive income for yourself?
What does that mean?
Well, for instance, some people will get like an internet business that kind of runs itself, so they have a peripheral income, or they'll open a laundromat where they go there and just pick up the money. Passive
income
means
you're
not really
that.
Working, but your money's making money for you, okay?
Go pick up the money.
And I think that something like that might help you to get a greater feeling of security. Now, are you a spender or a saver?
Well, I have to spend. I have to pay my bills. So it's kind of in a position where I have to spend everything I have because, you know.
So you're breaking even but not much more. Is that the deal?
Yeah. And it's
okay.
Getting too tight. I'm getting tired of it.
Well, and I agree with Aphrodite. I think taking on, I don't know whether it's a laundromat or not, but I think taking on an additional project would help you really well. You have, again, a huge amount of Scorpio planets, and you have a 29-degree Mars. And with that, you're very resourceful with your financial situation. But I think, again here, the trick for you to relieve the stress is by playing with something else on the side to make money besides the work you do.
Yeah. I did that for about 6 years. I worked 7 days a week.
Wow.
And I gave up the weekends. And
it doesn't necessarily have to be that you have to give up your weekends to do this all the way completely either. Again here, it's a passion that I'm looking for with you, something that you really like, something that you enjoy, and bringing that into a financial means for you, okay? So it's not a job, okay? Because the first thing you look for with all those Scorpio planets in your sixth house is a job, okay? Who am I going to work for? But that's not what it is. It's an independent kind of thing. And with that independence kind of thing, when you play with it, and even if you played with it for 10 hours a week, you'd see psychologically as well as physically a little different because you would enjoy where it's going to lead you to. But
yeah.
It has to be through your efforts, not through getting a job. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think that that's the key. I think it's something that's easy, but you really feel it's enjoyable, too. I totally agree with Jacqueline on this. I want to look at something real quick here. I want to look at your progress chart. I want to look at your profile scores and see, have you been involved in the past in philosophy or politics or education or religion?
No.
Okay. Because that's on the upswing. Now, how much do you isolate?
Usually on the weekends I do. Well, not isolate. I mean, I see my daughter and granddaughter.
And then you recharge a little bit? That's good. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So you do need something that, like Jacqueline pointed out, something that's kind of like independent. But you're so conscientious, it's very hard for you to drop the ball with either family or your current employment. And there's only so mm-hmm. many hours in the day, Susan.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? So that's why if you could do something, even if it's one day a week or a couple evenings a week that could generate you additional income, what would you really like to do as far as something that's recreational but could also give you an income?
Yeah, I have no idea.
You're very psychic. I'd love to see you do readings. I would love to see you do readings one day a week or something.
I've never done it, so...
I know. I think you have a natural ability that would not take very much to develop. I'm just telling you.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever thought, because, you could do something with an accounting work, too, as well. Have you ever thought of, taking and doing something like part-time work as far as organizing, managing somebody's financial situation in itself, let's say a business, you do all the tax, the receivables and all the paperwork for that accounting.
Oh, I could do that, yeah.
Yeah.
I could probably,
do that
yeah.
on a basis, too, and that might work for you as far as, that accounting type thing.
Yeah,
and
that's yeah.
enough to just loosen the noose around your neck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Can you see anything like future-wise? Like, will I get any kind of windfalls? I don't know if that shows on my chart.
you know, one thing I am going to say about you, Alcina, and I do this with a lot of clients who worry so strongly about their financial situation. Natally, in your natal chart, when you were born, okay, your second house of personal finances, personal resources, it is ruled by Gemini, okay? But
yeah.
There's nothing in that house. There's no planets or anything hard to affect it, okay? Which means with Gemini, the dual sign, money's going to go in, money's going to go out, money's going to go in, and money's going to go out your whole entire life, but it's going to keep flowing because there's nothing to stop.
Yeah, it's always flowed. I've never had a non-flowing situation.
Exactly.
You're right.
And that's never going to stop. So, again here, look within yourself as far as how you create your personal finances, because you can bring a lot of money in and you can bring a lot of money out. It's just depending on how you look at it. The stress of worrying about it, where the next dollar is going to come in, it's going to come. It has for your whole entire life. It's going to continue to make that same flow. So have a little bit more faith in it is what I'm going to say about it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think that's true. But I do think it's possible because Saturn has a 30-year cycle, okay, 29 to 30-year cycle, and it's in Scorpio now, and when it moves into Sagittarius, which is going to on the 3rd of August, it's going to be in Sagittarius for 2 years. And you're going to go through your Saturn return, okay, your second Saturn return. Often at that time, you can receive some kind of a windfall through legacy, whether it's from a former marriage or if it has to do with a person in your family that favored you as a child. Just to let you know that that is extremely possible in this chart, yes.
Okay.
Okay? Keep us posted, okay?
Okay, sounds like fun. I'll have to think about it.
Yep.
Good.
Let us know how you're doing.
Good.
All right, God bless you.
You too, thank you.
Oh, I'd love to see this woman do some kind of, even numerology. I mean, the psychic energy in that sixth house is just, like, overwhelming. Oof.
Yeah, the numerology is the thing for her. Numerology or astrology. I like them both, but
yeah,
I think
either one, because there's a lot of numbers and mathematics. Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 954, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hey. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jay from Florida.
There you go. I knew that voice from somewhere.
How's it going?
Hi. It's going pretty good. How are y'all?
Doing good.
Awesome. If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Double the fun.
Oh, wow. You have Mars hitting your moon right now. How interesting.
I know. It's awesome, isn't it? Wow. Get fired up. Looking for that security, are we? Okay, then.
Saturn's going to go right back into your Saturn. Wow, an interesting time we have with you tonight.
Yeah, you're supposed to be doing a lot of self-parenting, Jay. A lot of self-parenting is advised.
Wow, that is incredible that you say that. That is really good that you say that, because that's exactly what I've been doing, working with that inner child.
Good.
I love
Excellent.
It. Oh, I love it.
I am open to whatever you see. You just let me have it, ladies. Let me have it. Whatever sticks up.
You know, even though you're in Aries, you're so self-disciplined when you want to be. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And
Oh, yeah.
Have you been trying to change your health regimen?
I have been. Yes, I have. I've discovered that I need a bit more protein and magnesium.
Good. Okay, it's good for you to be active, and you probably do much better with a large protein constituent because you do have two major planets and the South Node in Scorpio. Now, if you were a vegetarian, it's harder, but if you eat meat, actually, that the hemoglobin and the B vitamins in B could actually serve you more than other people,
okay,
as long as you make sure you stay away from too much fat. But
okay.
But overall, I could see you doing that and getting more stamina out of it too. And I got to tell you,
oh, thank
the next,
gosh.
I want to say
gosh.
The next 5 weeks, you're going to feel like you look better, you feel better. You're going to be, I want to say, excuse me, but a little more vain.
Oh, that's good. No, that's really good. I could be a little bit more vain, Lord knows.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, I was looking at this Uranus retrograde on you that's coming back to your Mercury and Venus. And what are you doing socially wise? Are you getting yourself out there?
I am, and I've just thought about going and joining a public speaking a group that's here in my area. So I've thought about, you know, joining up and seeing where that goes.
I would if I were you, because this is a good time for investigation and looking into things, you know, as far as what's out there in the public for you and really taking advantage of it at this point in time. I can see you revisiting old habits or old things that you used to do, okay, that were fun before and going back and revisiting with them. Because
yeah.
Here again, Uranus is in conjunction with your Venus and your Mercury and natally, they're both retrograde. So again, I like it when a retrograde planet hits another retrograde planet because you're used to that motion. You're used to that form. It's more customed for you. So this is a very empowering time, is the bottom line I'm getting to you, is this is a very empowering time out in the public for you. So I would spend the next couple months hanging out in public, you know, definitely doing some activities that you truly enjoy.
Okay. That sounds good.
Very good. Well, we're glad you called in tonight. We hadn't heard from you in a while, and you sound wonderful. You sound wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for being on. Thank you.
Oh, you have a stellar night. Keep us posted. Also, check out Toastmasters. Check out Toastmasters.
Oh, yes, I heard about that, too. Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
Thank you.
It just popped into my head. All right, you're welcome. All right, bye. He's got such a sweet laugh, doesn't he?
He does. What a sweetheart.
Well, we've got enough time to take one more. Let's go for it.
Let's do it.
Area code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you
doing? Well.
Doing great, guys. I haven't talked to you in a little bit. Like your first caller, like, what is my friend's intentions? Because I know he's been coming in and out of trying to tell me something, so I can't pick it out.
Hey, what is your name?
I'm Rose Maria.
I'm sorry?
Rose Maria.
Okay. And what's your birthday? I don't have you here.
12/31/74.
74?
Camden, New Jersey. Right.
And what time?
7:30 in the morning.
Okay, and what city in New Jersey again?
Camden.
Can you spell that for me?
Camden, New Jersey.
Oh, Camden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And the person in question, when's their birthday?
10/25/60.
And their time?
I'm not sure the time.
In the city?
He's out of Italy. He was born.
Maybe Malta. Do you know what city in Italy?
Pull the aside.
I had Naples down here, but okay.
Yeah, down, further down, on the right side, near Greece.
Okay. Let's take a look at this for you and see what we can see. Boy. How long has this person been in your life?
I've known him for over 35 years. Since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Long time.
Long time indeed. long time indeed. You know, it's interesting because did you just come back together?
I came back a year ago from there. I know he's around me, and like in my dreams or like whatever he drives, I know he's around. Like his vehicles they drive for they live work out of, that's been around me. Like, and then I'm like sensing like messages through spirits and stuff. So I'm trying to figure this one out lately. I know it's been a lot stronger.
Mars in Cancer has been really triggering a lot of this because his Mars is conjunct your Pluto. And your Saturn, I'm sorry, excuse me. His Mars is conjunct your Saturn. Mars has been passing through that space. And to me, this definitely feels like, although you've had this relationship going on for a long period of time, I think there's also a past life influence here from what I'm seeing in this, in the tri-wheel. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I do think there's a past life experience in this, and I do think the two of you are very strongly connected. You know, it's a very interesting dynamic between the two of you. When you bring the relationship together, basically there's a strong independence with this relationship, and I think you are looking at what nurtures you at this point in time and really what's best for you. Mars is in opposition to your Venus. And so you're going over that nurturing effect and that nurturing love of this relationship. And I do agree with Aphrodite that there is such a karmic tie. If you believe in past lives, you two have been together before. This is a strong connection emotionally for both of you two. And I really think that this one transforms and changes your life. And I feel that at this point in time, not only are you going through a transition with your love life, you're going through a transition in your life, period, as far as where you stand, what is your truth, as far as, I don't know what you're doing for a living, but your lifestyle is in a transitional change. And so here again, I think this one's drawing together. And I think it can be of great support to you as far as really getting your own perspective of what you want in your life and what direction you want your life to go. Okay? You're a very old soul, and you're going to continue to live for quite a while. So, you know, it's shifting your direction is what I'm going to say.
Cool. Yeah, because I want to go back home, and he knows I want to come home, and I told him that he has to bring me home again, because I don't want to be here anymore to work, because I'm looking forward to it.
With Venus retrograding right now, this next 6 weeks is very, very important for you to open up that dialogue, okay? Take it one step at a time. Analyze things without judgment. And again, share what your desires are for the future at this time. Keep us posted, okay?
All right, cool. I appreciate it.
All right, God bless you.
Thanks.
We're at the top of the hour. We've got about a minute left. We should tell them how they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can call me at 540-400-0110. You can find us both on Facebook, and our numbers are on all our episodes here on Blog Talk Radio, and the numbers are always listed. We hope you have a blessed week. Enjoy the blue moon, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Have a good night. God bless.